Welcome back. It's us, the Iron Blurs. I am not hosting it, but I'll give you guys a little introduction. As always, I'm Zareth, and with us we have Icy Notes.
Hello.
And Azari.
I guess some people won't be able to see me. Hi.
You know, today we wanted to talk about something really popular, right? I got a friend of mine that wants to give you this forecast. Or maybe you're somebody that has daddy issues. I'm just playing. Maybe you just want to be the best for Professor X and while he's gone. So stupid. We're talking about X-Men today. I'm hyped up, y'all. I apologize.
He had his cocaine, y'all.
So, no. Don't be telling my secret.
You're trying to get us demonetized.
Don't tell my secret.
Get demonetized.
We cut that out. Blame it on the edit. That's what the girls on RuPaul do.
How well does that work?
But X-Men 97. I don't know. Let's open it up. We just kind of talk about how we're feeling about it. Icinos, why don't you start?
I am here for it. I'm so glad they finally decided to bring it back. I love kind of doing all these different callbacks to the original run and all that. Just, I like it. I'm here for the journey. I just can't wait to they continue on doing it. Hopefully they don't stop this time. They just keep going. I mean, there's a lot of storylines they can cover. So
yeah.
How about you?
I think me personally, to be honest, as someone that did not watch the original animated series, don't crucify me. I just don't remember watching it. I was too busy with Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and Power Rangers. Okay, I was a thief on the X-Men. But I think this is really cool for people like me that that's familiar with the, I won't say original series, but I guess the original series, and then it's a continuation, and it's really got me really interested in a lot of these characters that like I didn't really know much about, and it's really kind of sparked this interest in, you know, really kind of diving into the comics and learning more, and I've loved it so far. So definitely I like it, like the direction. And Azari, you know, give us, what do you think?
I don't like that eye roll. Like,
I was going to bring up the bring up the when I started to say it, I was like, ooh, not in a bad way.
It felt like a bad way. You trying to say where anybody cares what the fuck I have to say? Is that where we're going with this? I didn't know this was going to be that kind of podcast. It's on the table. Again, I don't think anybody ever said that, but still. As somebody who follows the comics and watch the original show, the way they've kind of like you could tell. So the animation style for this new one, if you guys seen What If, you could tell there's some similarities, but you can also tell that they've like ran it through a couple of 90s filters. So it still has that. It just looks crisper, but it still looks like the 90s. So you could tell it's a continuation, not a reboot.
Yeah.
I did have some issues with the show. I ain't catch till I got older, the older one. So we'll see if they fix those. So far, with the way they've been like expanding on their powers, though, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm talking like I'm an expert or something. I was about to give like my dissertation on the previous one. I think it's already leading us in our discussion. So what's on our first? Well, yeah, what's on our first thing today? That's not right. Anyways, ignore me.
So characters. Well, who do you want to see your cameo?
Which go back. I'm going to say, just go into chaos.
Ain't nobody prepare me for this or nothing. Luckily, he's always prepared. No,
I stayed ready.
That's a hard one because there's so many people I've been waiting to see them interact with, and since we haven't, and I guess I said can't say can't, haven't had it yet, this is the closer we're gonna get to it. I seen the might be a little spoilery, but if you haven't seen the trailer, so we've seen Captain America Shield, so I'm pretty sure we're already gonna see him. So I'm curious to see if we're gonna see like the actual Avengers. Because they're there. They're in a shared universe with Spider-Man, and we've seen Captain America already with Wolverine in the old show. So I want to see the rest of the Avengers. I know there's like Iron Man. We've seen Doctor Strange with Spider-Man, so we know he's there. So more like that. Like I've seen Black Panther cameo in the old show for like I think the Phoenix Saga. So I really want to see Black Panther. If I had to pick one, that was such a long route for that. If I had to pick one, Black Panther, because there's a lot with him and Storm I really want to see. And then the Avengers versus the X-Men, like, come on, if we do get the Avengers in there.
I really hope we get the full run of that, because they will go at it.
Yeah. That's my dissertation. Next.
Who do you want to see Zero, bro? No, you go first. I'm the gentleman of this podcast here. Oh, all right.
Well, I guess ladies last.
I like the I like to challenge that last statement. Not the lady part. I fully support that statement. The statement before it.
Actually, I can't wait until I have a feeling, and this is just my own thing here. I know we got Magneto, the second episode. I was waiting for him. So we got him. Check that. But I want to see Mystique and the Brotherhood. What are they up to? When are they coming back? Like, I know they're doing something in the shadows. I know for sure they're doing something. That group and then Mystique. Mainly, if I don't get the Brotherhood, I definitely want to see Mystique.
Yeah, Mystique is like a very popular. Like, it'd be weird not to have her. I feel like she's always included somewhere, some way. I mean, to be fair, she is pretty important too, I guess, to the story.
So. Who they have to include? And I know some people are gonna like, what the fuck ever. I say what I want. So, humans. Especially since they just made Kamala a mutant and she was originally an inhuman. I'm kind of... Because I might be in a little ahead of myself, but there's a storyline with that I want to see. I'm done. Continue on.
Okay. Oh my gosh. This is... This podcast is so serious. I love it. Okay, so for me, I don't know if mine is... popular. I've always loved Iceman. I don't know why. I've always been a big fan.
He's gay.
I know, I thought he was so cool even before they like outed him, I guess. I just always thought his character, his concept was really cool.
He was gay.
Even
in the comics he was gay.
See, and I feel like this is a topic maybe for another time, and I think we touched on a little bit before. Like, when I was introduced to X-Men, you know, thinking about, like, the video games and things like that, like, I don't remember there ever really being mentioning of it, and maybe there was, and I just didn't know, but...
They kind of, like, they took a lot of that out in the 90s. Like, even in the X-Men live-action movies, there's a scene where Bobby comes out to his parents as a mutant, which is a... an innuendo for him coming out.
I'm a mutant.
That's a ploy for I like. We're gonna stop that. We're gonna stop. Yes, he likes snowmen. Particularly the carrot.
Yes, Iceman is always really, really cool to me. So I definitely will love to see Iceman.
I'll be getting ahead of myself again. Never mind.
No problem. I was actually gonna say him. This is whatever. I know we have a checklist here that we got to go through, but do we need to do these in order?
We got a checklist. Okay, anyway, so I want to see Captain Marvel. One specific reason I want to see Captain Marvel.
Why?
And I'm gonna go into storylines. I don't care who got a checklist. I don't know who
that's
got a little
right.
list.
I was about to say. I'm pretty sure we got to do these in order.
I don't know who got post-its. I don't know who got sticky notes. I don't know who got Alexa AI, but. There was a storyline with her and Rogue, which I don't know if you guys remember or not, but Rogue had started being plagued with, you know, her consciousness and stuff. And remember at the end, she kind of smiled, but she didn't wake up. I feel like that's kind of unresolved. And I want to see, like, because obviously Rogue's not going to lose her powers. So are we ever going to see them actually get to meet and actually put that to rest?
That's actually, that's a really good one, because they never did resolve that in the original run. So that will be interesting to see if that actually happened. Spoiler alert.
Well,
I'm triggered. I am not okay. Not okay.
I chose to.
I'm trying to find a support group. If anybody in the audience, comment in the section. If you are just as triggered as I am by episode 5, we are forming a support group. Let's get together. Like, they can't do my dude like that.
Well, we don't know if he's. We don't know if Gambit is dead.
You didn't sit around and say his name like, now.
If they ain't watched it, look, spoiler alert. If they haven't watched it by now, I'm sorry. A
spoiler alert after you say it.
You're right.
But, a storyline that honestly, well, of course, when are we going to get Professor X back? They keep showing him in the titles like, okay, we know he's not dead.
I'm a little on the fence. Because I'm like, I know that they've been alternating like the intro depending on, which I like. I like that they do that too, to add different things in depending on whose story it's going to continue from. But they've been like missing Professor X and a couple of them. And I'm like, is my G really gone? Because think about this though too. They've declared him dead to the whole planet. How are they going to explain that when he comes back? Is he going to mind wipe everybody? And that's hardly ethical.
I don't know. That'd be a good. That's why I can't wait till they revisit it. I don't know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. And then since they didn't give us another plot twist, Gambit, once again, spoiler, he better not be dead.
I am not okay. I'm sick of this.
I hate this part right here.
So no, we done lost him already. We were here for like 10 seconds.
No, I didn't get to that part where I was like looking into stuff, but like the little bit that I was kind of looking into, just really short and quick. I don't remember seeing it, but I've always liked Apocalypse and the age of Apocalypse and him coming. I mean, I know they'll probably touch on that, you know, coming up. So that was not bad. It was like a fun one.
So I don't really
think about House of M.
And I'm really, since they flushed Scarlet Witch out over the years, I'm really interested to see how they, because we might see K'Thon finally. I've been waiting to see K'Thon in some of these Elder Gods.
I don't even know who that is, but okay.
Yeah. And Thor, and K'Thon is the god of chaos. He's one of the Elder Gods from way back in the day. So when they ran them from the when they ran them from the universe, this is a very brief history because it's only an hour show. When they ran them from the world, he hid in the dimension, but he left the Darkhold, as you've seen in WandaVision, as a piece of him. So pretty much the way they did her backstory now is when she was a baby, K'Thon blessed her or cursed her, however you look at it, with a part of his magic. So he's forever linked to her. There has been some storylines where he's actually taken control of her. And so,
does that explain when she becomes evil sometimes? Is he really evil, or
he is a very dark guy. He's the first demon.
Oh,
he's actually, some of them elder gods were like, they've become demons because they were like killing other elder gods, which were essentially their siblings, and like absorbing them and shit.
It's crazy.
Oh, fuck that. But then when somebody else came, they scattered like roaches. Like, everybody to the dimensions. Sitting up there, I ain't eat nobody, so we good. With this, that guy, the spirit of the earth. Wrong show. I'm just gonna divulge everything, but with the Inhumans, there is a storyline I want to see. So I don't know if you guys know this, but in the comics, there's the Terrigen Mist that activates the Inhumans' powers. It's poisonous to mutants. I would like to see that there. I think Rogue ends up getting poisoned by it, and there's this whole big storyline where there's this war with the Inhumans and the mutants. It's pretty dope.
I thought they did bring him back in the original run. I could have sworn they brought him back already. They didn't.
The Inhumans.
Yeah, or did I watch that or something else? I'm
going to watch it. Because there was this whole big thing in the 90s that humans kind of got created because they couldn't use mutants because of the whole Fox thing. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they even had the rights to use Inhumans. I don't think they did.
No. Well, then they need to go ahead and bring it. I would like, love to see them dig it out as well.
But they did show Thor.
Oh, in the original, yeah. I remember. I think they showed the Hulk too. Wait, because of Wolverine.
I think he's in that universe.
It should be.
I think so. The Fantastic Four is in there from their original, I think, from their original cartoon.
Yeah, they're in there. They had crossovers.
I wonder if we're going to, because we got one Secret Wars and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if we're going to get another. Anybody? Nobody? Okay. I just thought it would be nice.
No.
But I don't know. Like I said, I'm here for the ride. So whoever, whatever they decide to bring up.
I'm the one's theory. I'm the one's theory.
You're
welcome back to the Iron Blurts 2.0. I'm your new host, Azari. We have ushered Zeref out. He is closed. He is canceled. I will be leading the shit from here. Buckle up, bitches.
All I can think about was that you mentioned this Fantastic Four. This is probably controversial, but I don't care. I don't like the Fantastic Four. But,
I had something else more controversial. The movie remake with Michael B. Jordan. I actually did not, it wasn't perfect, but I actually did not mind it as much as most people. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm not big fans of, is it on both the movies or was it just?
Well, Rise of the Silver Surfer, the Galactus was a puff of smoke. Like, I've blown bigger puffs than they made Galactus.
Nobody liked that. Nobody liked him being just a cloud in space.
So, one thing I don't know if y'all noticed. Did y'all notice that they fixed the scaling issue with the Sentinels?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know there was an issue.
So remember in the old episode, there was a problem with figuring out how big the Sentinels were. Remember, sometimes they were walking through malls, sometimes they were big as houses and all type of other shit, and you could never get a feel for what size they actually were. And it had something to do, I think, with like graphics or technology at the time, but they fixed it. So you can see that the Sentinels in the first episode, especially, they're legitimately the same size no matter where they're standing. Thank God.
I thought they were just like Titans.
I'm sitting here thinking they're like regular people. They just come in various heights. Like, I mean, assembly required. I mean, maybe they're just trying to be all inclusive. Who knows?
Master mode, making them all like, we got to make sure we get an array of heights. You never know how small the mutant's going to get.
I feel seen. I love that diversity matters. So,
anyway, what's some other characters we haven't seen?
Well, the initial Dazzler when they was in what you call it?
she was on Mojo World too. Her and Longshot. Yeah, she was a Longshot's makeup artist. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was. Why was she there?
Y'all see they gave Mojo liposuction.
He's such
like it was skinny. Jubilee looked at him. She said, "Just starving, ain't you?" He said, "Yes, please give me a rating, any rating at all, it'll do."
You know what? I always did like when he did his little storylines. He was like a very weird villain.
I ain't like that he looked like Trump. I liked it because it was funny, but I ain't like that they gave him the airbag. I'm gonna say it. I don't care who like it or not.
I don't know. He just never seemed more. He's never seemed like he's not like a Mr. Sinister. He's never really been like a real. I don't know. He don't seem like a real villain to me. He's more.
Neither is the real Trump. He's just a ratings whore.
Maybe they decided. Well, no, because that was made way before we got. Well, unless Trump designed his campaign after
somebody from Trump. Somebody from the Simpsons was working on that show, and they had a vision. I can see into the future.
Now, you know, that's probably copywritten.
That's right? Why I stopped.
When I was in cop.
Miss Raven, I've always loved you. And please, please don't ding me for calling you Miss. She's a couple years older than me.
How?
Yeah, she's like a 2 year, 2 or 3 years older than me.
And we didn't got way off topic.
I mean, this is Disney, so. Hey, he says, sponsorship Disney.
Bring it back.
I'm surprised they show blood this time. I'm like, yeah, damn. They going for it.
I love me a good, like, bloody, gory. I mean, not that, like.
Yeah, plenty of it in episode 5.
I was saying, and I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch episode 5 yet?
No, and we talked about it off camera.
Terrible. Well,
I feel bad.
We mentioned, no. I'm right. It's all over the internet. Like, even because, like, I didn't get a chance to, like, watch it, like, right when it came out. Like, literally the next day, 2 days after, everybody was like, this is the best episode ever. It's like,
Zara, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is that your cat?
Yeah, you hear it in the back?
That, you need to let her out because she's trying to get her a little something.
That is his pussy.
You need to fan it or something because it's hot.
I didn't
hot.
Hear as I'm sucking. I'm dead. She's gone now.
So y'all gonna talk about me while I'm trying to hide.
Hold on, first of all, we forgot to say hi to the other member that's here.
Oh, Christmas tree.
We gotta always give a shout out to Christmas Tree. He is
in the
faithful.
Middle of April.
Let me not say he. They is faithful. They is kind.
You know what's so funny is I recorded here on purpose so like the tree could be featured. And then when Azari said in the middle of April, I was like, "Damn, you're right." Well, Christmas in July is coming up, so I might as well just wait until.
It's gonna be November. I guess no need to take it down now.
It's just a permanent fixture. Well, he a co-host now. You can't give him the pink slip.
All right. You know, maybe show some new. Maybe I'll just start changing out the ornaments or something. Maybe people will notice Easter eggs.
Speaking of pink slips, and I know I'm going to get a lot of hate. I don't care. I just got to change my shoes and put on some sweats. I still don't like Cyclops.
Yeah, I'm just a fan of either.
I don't think nobody's like that. At least in
the has a problem tale. With it. I've seen quite a few people to be like, "Oh my god, how they done Cyclops?" I'm like, "Man, he still seems like a crybaby."
I'm gonna say
now that is one storyline I'm tired of seeing.
Yes,
the crybaby. So tired of seeing like just him and Jean Grey.
My heart is hurt. I hate you people. My heart is hurt. Why do you act like this? Even though I'm acting the same way, look at me. I'm the leader. Professor X chose me. He chose all of y'all. Sit down. Like when he looked at Rogue and he was like, that's right. None of y'all. When he looked at Rogue and he was like, correction, something, he said, y'all ain't doing nothing. And I'm like, that's a bold statement from somebody that could break your ass in half.
Like, to me, my ex.
Did a couple scenes later, he liked to me, my ex man. I'm like, see, that's how you know I'm not built for teams. This is a miracle that this works because I'd be the person in the back, everybody doing their stances and shit, and I'm just sitting there like, really? We gotta live. All right, come on.
Like, he's a superior, so you gotta.
Who's superior.
Scott is superior.
Fight me. We'll see who's superior.
He's a superior one.
Storm challenged Callista. Oh. And she beat her and got leadership of the Morlocks. I think it should be the same thing.
Didn't she challenge Cyclops and win? Or am I making that up?
She did beat his ass with no powers.
You know how bad you gotta. Somebody that doesn't have powers and you just getting your ass handed to you, please.
I do think there was a little. If I'm not mistaken, there was a little trick to it. She didn't do it, but something played against him, but she didn't have her powers.
Listen, I don't care about none of that. Out on these streets,
you better pick up a pipe or something. Shove her in the closet.
One trick pony, so he only got those optics. I mean, I'm not saying it's weak or anything, but are you just?
Oh, no, his eyes are portals.
I think I read that somewhere.
Yeah, I think I'm.
I will say this: I did like that. They used his powers differently. Like he fallen, he can't fly. Blew a hole in the damn ground. Like people gotta live here. But
what was that one particular move when he like when they were fighting in the warehouse and he was
shuffling and shit. Yeah,
like, okay, all right. I get that.
like that moment, I was like, all right, he kind of likable. But then when he got the fucking with people, he was like, we really could have used you out there. I sounded like Wolverine.
Kim.
We really could have used you out there. And Gambit was just unfazed. He said, I got these beignets. I ain't really worried about y'all.
He said, y'all made it. You hungry?
Yeah, right. He said, these beignets needed me more, mon ami.
And they barely got through.
He had to blow up the whole
world. I didn't do my boy like that. Bishop and Storm on that first episode. I'm like, oh, yeah. Hold up.
Especially hold after up. She got up there, she was like, then you are a fool. I'm like, that's right. You
better... I always love her grand entrance.
Forget her actress's name, forgive me, but man, I think she's Dominican something, Dominican and Trinidad or something like that. She is amazing. I'm glad she came back. No one can do it better. Give her her crown. Y'all better not never leave. If she leaves, it better be by choice. Not like y'all did. She was the original
pick for Storm. She's like the third one to talk.
I know. And that just goes to show you never give up.
I forget who did it before her, but we recorded, like, I think it was like season two, all of season two, and they couldn't use it because of something. And she had to re-record all her lines.
Oh my gosh.
I think it has something to do with either money or something. I don't know what it was. I can't remember exactly what it was, but yeah. I'm like, wow, she's like the second or third person to talk for Storm. Well, clearly she's the favorite.
My favorite meme with her.
He said what?
My favorite meme with her. So when everybody was doing this nigga spitting memes, and I forget what dude said, like, blessings bring the rain or something like that. And they had her standing up there with her hand talking about all this nigga spitting.
We didn't got off track.
I'm about to say,
no.
I mean, we were
giving Storm all her flowers.
And the voice actors.
Actually, I'm going to look them up. Give me a second.
You know what? No, because you're not going to embarrass me. Hold on. Embarrass me in front of these good viewers. Some of them good. Yeah. Some of them just nasty.
Oh, Miss Jackson.
Nasty.
Well, why are you looking at
Allison Seeley Smith. I thought it was okay. Something with an A. I wanted to say Amanda for some reason, but yes. Miss Allison Seeley Smith, you did that.
So do y'all think we're going to see any, like, secondary mutations out of anybody in this run?
I guess.
Depends, because, I mean, we seeing signs of it already. I mean, Storm turned the damn sand to glass. So there's signs of some other stuff going on.
Yeah, and we got to see Jubilee finally evolve her. What is those?
We got to see her final form.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Was this one of the? I'm a little behind. I don't know. I gotta get.
I think was did she do something four?
Episode four when she went back to Mojo World for her 18th birthday. I like how they flipped her too. She went from being, you know, the novice learning everything into
teaching.
My heart trying to speak too. Jesus. To being like the mentor to Sunspot, even though she's trying to hunch on Sunspot.
You know,
the baby's gonna be gorgeous though, and the powers. I mean,
I said this before. You know,
because if she's 18,
don't do anything if it doesn't benefit you.
He's around there. Look, Sinister chasing the wrong damn couple. Like, could you imagine their powers? Especially, come on, man. Obviously, the damn baby. I like Cable got the virus and everything, and the other kids. I just feel like they're gonna have a vitamin D deficiency. Their mom just like even when she came back to the damn mansion, she said, "I'm here. I need the X-Men." Then Madeline got the fucking shit up, ooga booga booga inferno style, and she had to stop.
Wait, what the hell? She said, "I'm gonna stay true to who I am."
It is she. Somebody remind her. I'm done.
It's that low blood sugar.
At least they gave her excuse the first time, though. Okay, she just came back. She'd been through hell, Sinister, been poking and prodding on her. She'd been running through the woods with no shoes on, even though she could fly. But she can't remember how to use her powers. Okay, you gave her an excuse. But the next couple episodes, like, my baby, somebody get her a daily vitamin.
And she's a manipulative.
And she is a omega level mutant. She's with low iron.
She manipulated
Wolverine. He stopped it. She's confused. She kissed him. They had a lot. Whatever. They had a lot in common that scene.
Hold on, bitch.
He said, if you're going to come, you're going to come to me willingly, not just because you can't remember who I am. But at the same time, though, Scott's sitting there having his little psychic entanglement, like how I worked that in. His little psycho entanglement.
Not psycho.
It's going to be psycho when what's her name get involved.
She finally got to see her. Again. She said, now what the fuck is this? And I shook your hand. She said, I shook your hand. I let you choose a new name. I let you keep my face.
This is how you do me?
You too in my bed? Oh, no. Gene, I can explain. Then when he got on that camera and he was like, it just the way he laid into the humans, I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I mean, facts, correct. He right.
All that rage. All that
rage. He right, though. He is right, but.
We ruined it for the ref. I gotta say, I almost said you're right.
I ain't say exactly what he said, but.
Giraffe.
You called him a giraffe. He is anything but.
I did not say giraffe. I said giraffe.
Mom was a chill friend. You know something we were talking about, and this I wanted to shout out this creator because I think she does really well. When she's posting stuff, I think we talked about her. Well, I think it was last time we were trying to record. But Tiffy Starchild on Instagram and TikTok. If you guys are not following her, definitely give her a follow because she explained the Madeline Jean Grey Cyclops entanglement. She talked a lot about Storm, she talks a lot about Storm.
Don't really be so hard on your pussy.
I think she's really does. She does really well, and I don't think we give a lot of love to Black female content creators, especially those that are in like the nerd space of things. So, like, definitely, Tiffy Starshaw. She is amazing. She seems really cool too. So, definitely give her some love. Show her some love.
Yeah,
I said she didn't pay me to do that.
What? Why does it have to be this?
we follow her on our TikTok. That's how I found it.
We shared it before too. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's awesome.
She might have slipped me a 5, y'all.
You supposed to split that 3 ways. I'm waiting on my compensation.
You're pinning me on the program.
Well, hold on until the rest of us get our compensation. He only gets 1/3 of that. She only get 1/3 of that promotion.
Lord, how do you split $5?
Very, very angrily.
Hustle us.
There can only be one.
I bought a pack of Skittles off some kid selling some on the corner for $2. So that ain't even gonna give me enough to buy another pack of Skittles from them.
Enough. Damn.
I only bought it because I was supporting the children. That's all.
Oh, like little kid selling on the corner?
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of stuff they were selling. I said, you know what?
Lisa
wasn't other people selling stuff from the corner, if you know what I mean.
Wow. Crazy.
I don't think none of them were $2 hoes.
Well, not the kids, but I mean, other people show up be like, y'all didn't have y'all's time. Move along. Miss Cindy got to work.
Miss Cindy.
A prostitute in my hometown named Cindy. Where's she at now? I ain't never pay her, but she had a reputation. Her name was 50 Cent Cindy.
You cheated out of her money, saying her name.
I ain't do nothing with that woman. She had nothing remotely, because I don't even know what she looked like, honestly. I've only known her by reputation. Who the woman is. This is not a story for this time.
No, it's always me.
How about you guys check in when we do our blurbs after dark, and then we can talk about Cindy.
I gotta tell about Cindy. Okay. I just hope she don't get a hold of me talking about 950 Cent for that shout out. Like, Cindy, right. Now, you gotta be at least pushing 99. Inflation, you got to charge more. At least make it $1.50.
Mm. Well, damn.
Anyway, yeah. Blair's at the duck. That's a story for another time. Anyway.
We can hold ourselves accountable. We have to do it.
Like, what happened to Cindy? I really want to know about Cindy. X-Men, oh yeah, that's good. What's up with Cindy, right, though?
What's going on with her?
We started talking about secondary mutations.
Yes. I mean... I mean, I could be a wilderness. That's a whole other thing. I'll go and discuss the obvious. The obvious one. She might be introduced too. I would like to see her. I don't really know much about her from just outside of what I read a little bit on her. Emma Frost.
And her, she pops up.
Yeah.
The Hellfire Club.
Yes.
But she has an interesting story arc too. So eventually she ends up in that entanglement with Mr. Cyclops.
Yes.
See, they already laid the foundation for that.
He psycho cheats with her. I mean, don't nobody want psychic community dick on top of community dick. Like, you have to.
Why is it always all these other really nice looking mutant people out here? And why is it always Cyclops? Like, what is he? Is it because he's easy? Is he you?
I mean, and he got trauma to do. He can manipulate him easily. Honestly, he made himself the target. I'd be with you in this one.
Okay, you say what the fuck you mean on this podcast. Scott was tricking. Even in the old show when he like, oh, Jean's dead, I can't. They're gonna Wolverine voice again. See, it's meant to be. Even with like when he went back to the orphanage he grew up in, that girl was like, you know, you can stay here with me, help me raise these children. I'm like, no, ma'am. You ain't seen this man in a month of Sundays. He out there blowing shit up, got people hunting him and stuff, and you want her to stay here and raise some children with you. You see, the purple man already had them out there, but like
the purple man
of all people. Ooh. You see him and it's just, oh, a man. Like,
what is it?
You might get excited about things and I'm like, ooh. Somebody else I learned about, and I think he had a second mutation, was a Black Tom Cassidy.
About that.
Who was it?
Okay. Tom Cassidy.
Black Tom Cassidy. Respect to his name. Okay. That's just what it says.
Yes, Black Tom Cassidy.
He can manipulate Bond and Obama's plant life. I don't know. I mean, he sounds like...
You're doing research in real time?
Actually, yes and no. Because I learned about him before I went dancing, and then I was like, oh, wait, I forgot what they said he did. But he was mentioned in the... That's the second coming.
I don't know who that is. There's so many mutations. I don't know who that is.
Okay, question now. So I know we talked about other mutants we want to see characters and therefore, so what about some groups? I know I mentioned the Avengers. What are some other groups, some other teams you want to see?
Well, I already said the Brotherhood, of course, and we talk about the Inhumans. Definitely, they definitely need to bring them in. Since when you said they just got the rights back, or they have the rights to them now?
Yeah. What about some villain groups? That would be nice because we didn't see a lot of villain groups. It was usually the same ones, but now they have like so many to pick from.
Like, well, I guess I that hit him. I don't know. But what would you choose? I guess Azari as your like villain group you would like to see.
Of course, I'll put it on me. So I know they've done a lot of space stuff, and I know there's not to sound like a cliche, but this isn't a group per se, but I would like to see them kind of come into like at least meet or have a conflict with like the Illuminati.
There was mentioned in X-Men.
They're a group in there, and actually Professor X is on the council. He's one of the members of the Illuminati, so there's the tie-in with that.
It's gonna be hard to do that without him being there.
Well, I mean, they can do it for later after he comes back, if he comes back. But I mean, there's always somebody you can like opt him out with. Like, it'd be interesting that since he's not there, they could swap in Magneto, and with their different viewpoints, that might be interesting.
That would be. You know what? They need to bring back Namor.
That's what I was thinking of too.
Character. Yeah.
He's instrumental in the I think in the Avengers versus X-Men, I think he like he's instrumental in that storyline. I think he's the one that causes the flood that like rips through Wakanda. And I think he's on the Avengers. And that's what kind of causes Storm to be kind of like torn. Well, no, he's a mutant. Sorry. I didn't mean on the Avengers. That's what caused him to be torn. Because obviously Black Panther sided with the Avengers and she sided with the X-Men. And then he like completely like just dropped her afterwards. He just simply said he's getting divorced and walked away.
Can you imagine we got that on the big screen?
I was about to say, somebody just got a mic drop. But speaking of Black Panther, I guess this isn't mutant related. Never mind. I was about to say another group. Never mind. Moving on.
What other group are you about to say?
But I mean, because I'm not necessarily, because not all the groups have to be mutant related. Like, I get it. It's X-Men and stuff, but they have such a big universe. So it's like, if he does end up with Storm, then that could be a tie-in for them to do the Shadow Council. That's like a big villain group in Wakanda's, like, thing. So, but I don't know. There's a lot you can do with that. Like, even if they do, like, if they bring Hydra in, and you could theoretically, because Captain America knows Wolverine, like him and a couple others. I mean, that.
I'm theoretically, sure who they can bring back. I don't know.
Theoretically, what other group?
I can't remember nobody's name.
But technically, because all of them have had such close tie-ins and stuff, and it's such a, you could technically bring back any of them. Because, I mean, even with Wolverine, he was on the Avengers for a little bit. So, I mean,
Storm was.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's ways to, like, even if they do, like, the Midnight Suns.
Oh my gosh.
That's
my favorite obsession. That's my favorite obsession right now.
Are you playing a game?
I'm playing a game.
The Savage Avengers.
Making me so
I want to see them.
I kind of off topic again. I don't know if it just wasn't like an access to comics or maybe not knowing much about them. Like, I didn't get into them when I was like younger, you know? So like now as I'm getting like older, I'm like looking at this and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm finding out about all these mutants because whenever you watch an X-Men movie, really, who do you see? Cyclops, Storm, Magneto, Professor X. You know, a lot of these same mutants was not a bad thing, but didn't you hear about some other one, you know, some other mutants that like have these really cool powers, really interesting powers, like Lilith, and I'm like, ooh, like, I think this can be explored a little more. Like, I mean, and I'm sure it's talked about, but like I said, like, I don't know if I've seen these publications when I was younger, but now I'm like, yes, please, like, engross me in it.
I got a message early in the morning, like, I want to get started. Who was it? It was the New Mutants. What should I start reading? And I really like this character. And I'm like, I literally just like uncrossed my eyes.
What happened?
And he was trying to figure out what comics to start reading to learn about the New Mutants. And I got this message like,
was that you, Trey? It was me. It's fine. It's at this point, you know, I'm living on my location and my date of birth.
He's had so many name changes. Nobody keeps up anymore. Yeah, I finished Midnight Suns like it was a while ago at this point, but it definitely even brought up some stuff that I forgot or just didn't know, and it's like, you know, they could do, because there's a lot of world ending events that, again, all of them cross and intermingle. Sheesh. Have you got any of the DLC?
I just bought a season, the season pass, but I mean,
so I don't know you will get Storm and Wolverine.
Yes,
just throwing that out there.
Oh, that's so, problem with the game.
That's pretty. Yeah.
The season pass for what?
Because I brought up the Midnight Suns for as a team. They could, because that would be interesting when in the scene too.
Yeah, or the Savage, or the what's the one Avenger team that
the Dark Avengers.
I said them already. The other one, they had a old, like a really old Avengers team that I was looking up, and it had like all these original like superheroes on here. Like, I mean, it was like, can't think of the name of the team. I'm pretty sure somebody might know, whoever is going to listen. But I cannot remember the damn name. I can't remember. But I do want to see Legion. I want to see Legion pop up if he's canon in the run.
That brings me so something else. See, they gotta bring Professor X back now because there's so many storylines. You know what? I'm kind of curious to see though. Two things I'm curious to see. So when he comes in the comics, when he comes back from the Shi'ar Empire, he's actually able to walk.
Yeah.
So
Ancient Avenger. That's the name of him. I'm sorry. The Ancient Avengers. I think that's the name of the team.
But
let me check my own self.
There's storylines they could do with that, like Professor X has a twin, Cassandra Nova, they could do some stuff with. There's Onslaught, like there's a lot of characters they could do stuff with. Like, and then the other thing I want to see, just to backpedal onto episodes though, it seems like with the story arc with Rogue, it's like they seem like they might be like leaning her towards learning how to control her powers. Like, I know there's some real big emphasis on her and Gambit not being able to touch, and her being able to touch Magneto and all of that. And I feel like, because in the comics she does learn to control her powers, I forget how, but she does eventually. It took decades, and I do mean decades. But I'm kind of curious to see if that's what they're kind of like leading her like character development to.
Yeah, so it's Avengers a million BC. That's they're like
the Avengers a million BC assemble. You done got clocked in the neck. They done dislocated your shoulder. They done took your wallet.
Yeah, what is going on?
But yes, apparently there was a team way back before the run of Avengers we have now.
That's why I can't be team leader. I'd be like, bitches, get here.
Since they love the time travel so much, which always, once again, always confused me as a child. I never knew what timeline they were on. Which brings us back to episode 5. Which it might be
I do kind of want to see an authentic Age of Apocalypse. Like, not just like the little brushes we got when they were doing the time travel episodes, but like maybe not the main universe, but maybe let them get stuck in another timeline where they actually have to live that out for a couple episodes or whatever. I think that would be dope, especially since they've like elevated Bishop to like main character status now.
Yeah.
And he could take the lead and we can get somebody other than a crybaby.
Oh, we'll see Domino.
Yeah, I forgot about X-Force.
Yeah. That means Deadpool shit. Didn't Deadpool pop up in the original run too? He did.
When Morph was like doing his shapeshifting when he was like when he was tortured, he like shapeshifted into him, so he's there somewhere. They know of him.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Deadpool, and you guys told me the discourse between like the mutant and mutate debacle.
Do you want to do this?
I like to pass the mic. I mean, we kind of been going back and forth already.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Basically, with a mutant, in layman's terms, a mutant has to be born with their mutation, whether it's active or not. A mutant is somebody that's had their genes altered externally. So, like, me and Icy Notes was talking about this before. Like, Spider-Man, he's a mutate because he was bitten after. Like, yeah. Captain America is technically a mutate.
Hulk
is a mutate, yes.
Yes.
So, that is the biggest difference, but people tend to forget that.
Yeah.
Now, opinion, you know, it's just me doing my little bit of research. Fantastic Four.
They're mutates.
Yes, they're mutates, but then they had a kid, correct?
Yes, they're mutants.
Okay. Well, they took one out because maybe on one timeline, I'm sure. I don't know. But one of them got taken out because they were thought to be like one of the more powerful mutants. Is what I heard. Yes. Yeah.
Franklin Richards, because he's supposed to be quote unquote, this is up for debate, I don't approve this message, but this is what they said, he's supposed to be better at warping reality than Scarlet Witch.
Well, the name, like, oh, right, doesn't leave it. It sounds like a nerd.
But if I'm not mistaken, his sister Valeria doesn't have any powers. Valeria Richards. I already know what you're about to say. Is that true, Uncle Steve?
I'm sorry. That, you know, and that sounds real childish for me to laugh at that child's name. No one else would understand.
Yes. So, they would be mutants because they were born with, well, I don't know, Valeria. I can't remember if Valeria eventually got powers or not, but she didn't have them. I mean, Franklin was pretty bad. Like, I think this was in Secret Wars. He, like, it might not have been in Secret Wars, but there was a storyline where he uses, like, the empty husk of Galactus as his bodyguard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember. I didn't read it, but I did hear it. I listened to it. Yes. The audio.
I got audio, but listen.
Look. Not to it. Galactus was his herald. But
and then he'd be like, where were you when Thanos snapped everybody? So you send him to his own universe where he can just control everything.
I have a question for you guys, because I know it's about time for us to head out here or whatever. So I do want to ask y'all this. So it might be a little different for Zero for whatever, but like the overall nostalgia watching this show come back, because I know as I was, you know, I was rooting for them to bring this show back. And I mean, after seeing all the iterations they did with like Avengers and stuff like that, it's like, okay. And we finally get it back. Like, how do you guys feel about finally having it back? And like, how do you see this progressing? You know, Marvel kind of shaky right now.
I think it's going to be just like with DC. And I think the animation is going to overtake everything. I have a feeling that's going to end up happening. Especially with X-Men, I mean, who did not, well, besides Zaref, did not watch X-Men back in the 90s?
Shade.
But I honestly believe it's going to carry the Marvel, Disney Marvel's branch for a while.
Well, you see that it already gave them their own little, like, Marvel animation. They didn't retitle it, got a brand new logo, little spit shine and everything. Yeah. So they putting something serious behind it. Now, even the old shows, they didn't title them under that banner now.
And they didn't gave it they didn't already renewed it to, what, season, another, like, up to season 3?
I think they're working on it. Yeah, I think they're working on season 2 already.
Yeah. I mean, they're about to. They got a lot to. You can do more with. And I know animation takes longer. So it can take longer sometimes. Actually, and this is a tangent here. I sort of veer off. Just kind of. I don't know if anybody watched this or have watched Invincible. You know what? I'll say that for another day. But yes, I'm here for the run. Let's go.
I think this can bring about a new group of fans. I mean, just speaking from my part, because like I said, I don't remember. I mean, I've seen clips of it, you know, and little bits and pieces, but as somebody, you know, not really knowing much, you know, looking into it, I'm like, oh wow, wait, this is really interesting. These storylines are really cool. It's making me want to learn more about, I don't know, the different, you know, the different storylines, the different characters and mutants and stuff that they're bringing in. Heck, you know, even before this came out, I was like, oh, let me go back and start watching. Well, I obviously didn't finish it, but like that original series. And then even when I was going through the list, I was like, oh man, there's so many more people that were like introduced. So I'm like, oh my gosh, they could do a lot with this. So I think it excites me, and I think it'll excite and ignite more fans and people to be with the answer that for sure.
Did it make you moist?
Oh god.
Oh my gosh. You know, like, flip his camera.
He's about to get kicked out of here. He keep getting us demonetized and shit. I'm interested. The fact that they fixed some of the obvious issues they've had already with the show, it, like, makes me enthusiastic. Marvel's been a little shaky with the stuff, but I feel like their animation stuff has been pretty solid. You know, What If, for the most part, is pretty solid. It says a lot. They've even made it more mature, so those of us who are older, like, still feel like, you know, we can watch it without, I don't know if this is weird or not, without, you know, feeling like we're being quote-unquote childish, I guess. I know there was this big thing before, too, about
you know, kids not being able to keep up with consistent storylines and stuff like that, which is why episodes a lot of times were all over the place. And I feel like they've kind of got the hint now and they've fixed that. You can clearly see where, you know, storylines are going more than one at a time and they're consistent. Even if they pick up like an episode or so later, it's not so far off that it's, you know, you just forget what happened. So we get a bunch of seasons out of it. I know eventually everything has to come to an end, but where they can literally play with any and everything now, especially now they have What If to play with too. And there was an episode in episode 5.
Let me. They said the Watcher was there, right?
Yeah.
I'll spoil it.
Yeah.
You ain't seen episode 5.
Well, I didn't want to spoil it for you, but since you've already seen it, like, you can clearly see the Watcher. So there's a tie-in right there. So they have a lot to play with. I don't know how it's going to go since they've got rid of Bo DiMaggio, but, you know.
Are they pushing for him to come back? Or is that
No, everybody's trying to get his job back. So we'll see.
Get rid of who?
Bo DiMaggio, the show's creator. For X-Men 97. Oh,
we talked about it a little bit. Yeah, he just wasn't, he just like not up and left. It was like kind of, I don't know, sudden is what I thought. Just trying to think of like a nice way.
They fired him allegedly. Yeah.
Was that the one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Allegedly.
Look, so
I didn't know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You remember now, though, don't you?
Yeah, well, you showed me his picture. I didn't remember his name.
Ask them their name first. It's only proper. But so I hope they don't, like, try to do too much and they tank this. But, you know, for the little kid in me, I can't wait to see.
I get excited easily, though. That could be digging. Anyways. Who's on the odd podcast? Honestly, I said it because I see this is here.
Well, since we're pretty much wrapping up here, I think we all gave our final thoughts. Well, as you know, if you can like, share, subscribe, comment, laugh with us, enjoy. I don't know. Do what you want. Do what you want to. I'm gonna say that.
I do not consent to that statement. Don't walk up and just touch on me.
But please, if you know, you hear this in the morning, afternoon, or night, you know, you can always hit us up on our social medias and, you know, just talk to us. We're here.
Let us know in the comments, you guys. What's been your favorite part about X-Men 97? And what do you hope to see come from that?
You know, sorry, I have a fight with my cat this whole episode.
You got to get your pussy under control.
Right. That's how I'm signing off. I'm
so done with this.
Somebody help me. My pussy's gone crazy.
You know the disappointed look your parents give you.
Well, all right. Well, then on that note, say bye, kids.
Bye, kids.
Seatbelts, everyone.
Heads in beds, nigga.
Heads in beds.